right. Everybody look up this way. Give me your attention. Everybody give me your eyes. Come right on in. Come on in. Slide on down, guys. Slide on down. Come on down. Come on down. Slide on down. Give us some more room there. Come on down here. There you go. That's good. Great job. Thank y'all. All right. Peter, you know, sit right here. Sit right here. Come on here, buddy. There you go. Have a seat right there. All right. Give me your attention right up this way. Everybody look up this way. All right. Everybody give me your eyes. That's a great story tonight. It encourages all of our hearts. Jesus has been out teaching. And the Bible says he taught about a parable of the mustard seed. How little bitty seed grows into a great big tree when God blesses. And then he taught about the parable of the light. Everybody has a light. You don't light a light and put it under a bushel basket. What's the light for? To give light to everybody. And so he's trying to teach us that that you're the light of the world. And so he's been teaching these various parables. And he says, okay, it's time for everybody to go home. And so he sends them home. And then he says, okay, disciples, let's go get in a boat. And we'll go to the other side. And we'll relax for the evening. And so they all get in the boat. But Jesus knows that a storm is coming. They don't. Did you know this? Jesus always knows when trouble is coming. Now, he doesn't tell us, and that's a good thing. Because if we knew every time trouble was coming, man, it'd be awful. I mean, we'd be all the time on edge. I mean, if you knew every time you were going to get sick, you'd want to skip those 2 days. If you knew every time you're going to have maybe a car accident, you'd want to stay in home. You wouldn't want to go anyplace. And so the Lord doesn't tell us all the times that trouble's coming, but he always walks through it with us. So they get in the boat, and the Bible says Jesus was asleep on a pillow in the back of the ship. And the storm starts coming up, and it starts wind blowing, and the white caps start, and pretty soon the water starts coming into the boat. And so the disciples, they're trying to shovel the water out. I mean, they're getting their balers, and they're getting buckets, whatever they can to get the water out. But they can't keep up. The water's coming in faster than they can get it out. And they look at it, and they say, uh-oh, we're going to die. And so they go, and they wake up Jesus. They say, Jesus. And they asked the most foolish question in the world. Dost thou not care that we perish? And Jesus didn't say anything. He just got up, looked up at the wind and said, peace. Looked at the water, said, be still. And it was like instantly the wind stopped. And there was a great calm. You can look over the water, over the boat, and see your face in the water. It was just like God stopped it all. And they looked at each other and says, what kind of a man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. This must not be a man. This must be God. That's what they're thinking. And Jesus looked at him and he said this, why are you so fearful? Why are you afraid? Let me ask you this. How many of y'all, now be honest with me, have ever been laying in your bed and you heard a noise and you kind of got scared in your bedroom? Raise your hand. That's it. Yep, that's all of us. I remember Pastor got scared once. Yep. Malachi, you've never been scared? Okay, all right, okay. Peter, you've been scared? Never? Never been scared? Okay, he's a tough guy, I guess. Okay, all right. I have to ask his parents a little later on. But, you know, we're laying in bed, and all of a sudden we hear something, and we say, oh, I wonder what's happening. I wonder if that's a robber. And we get all afraid. Did you know the Lord Jesus says, look, I'm with you. You're not to fear what man can do to you, because I'll take care of you. Now, that doesn't mean we don't be smart about things. But we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid that somebody's going to talk about us. We don't have to be afraid we're going to lose our job. We don't have to be afraid of going to school. How many of you have ever been afraid to go to school because the next grade is so much harder? I mean, anybody ever thought about that? I mean, you know, I see that all the time. Yeah, I remember you don't want to go to school because, man, that grade, that third grade is a rough one. That fourth grade is awful. Man, seventh grade, oh, my goodness. Oh, ninth grade, oh, my goodness. I mean, oh, you know, and you guys are worried about, how many of you remember going into K-5 and that was pretty scary? Anybody remember that? I mean, wow. How about first grade? But see, we get fearful. Yeah, we get fearful. And the Lord says, why are you fearful? I'm there with you. Now, let's learn to trust the Lord. I want you to remember two things about the story. Number one, Jesus is never worried. There's never been a fear of him in his heart. That's the reason when the storm came up, he knew it was coming up and he was asleep in the boat. He knew all he had to do was get up and say, peace, be still, and there was going to be no more issue. So remember, Jesus is never worried. Ever, ever, ever. There's never anything that worries him. So you can always tell him what's on your heart. But number two, we have to remember to trust him because he loves you. So we never have to ask the question, do you really care about me, Lord? The answer to that is yes, I love you more than the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So you know that Jesus Christ loves you more than anything in this world if he's willing to give his only son for you. So number one, you never have to fear because Jesus is not afraid. And number two, Jesus loves you and you're never alone and he'll always take care of you.